From a comet that's dimmed to a superstar, and the only thing that could eclipse Glenn Campbell did. He died from complications of Alzheimer's yesterday. When we spoke to him and his wife Kim in 2012, I asked him about his long collaboration with the great songwriter Jimmy Webb on songs like By the Time I Get to Phoenix. Here's what Glenn thought when he first heard Jimmy play it.
Oh, it was great. For me, it was just wow, you know.
Why? What was about it? What did you hear?
I was going back home. By the time I make Albuquerque, and I cried singing it.
By the time I make Albuquerque, she'll be working.
I left some of it in because it was coming from right here. Because I just wanted to go home and see Mom and Dad. Then, you know, because I got in my old 34, whatever it was, and drove back to Arkansas. Thank God we made it.
So that song struck you, and then you get Wichita Lineman. Oh, my.
Very good song. Jimmy Webb wrote, wow.
Well, that was written specifically awesome for you because you had Phoenix out.
Mm-hmm.
By the
and
time then,
I get to Phoenix,
you were going back in to record another album, and Al DeLore called Jimmy and said, can you write us another one like Phoenix? It was such a huge hit. And so in one day, Jimmy wrote Wichita. And they called him up, and they were in the studio, and they said, is it ready? Is it ready? Are you finished with it? He goes, no, I'm not finished with it yet. He said, just bring over what you got. And that's where the guitar solo came in, because the song was unfinished, and Glenn just finished it off with a guitar solo.
Right, that was right.
That beautiful, it's sort of, da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na, that solo?
Yeah.
And I need you more than want you, and I want you for all time.
Do you tire of a song like Wichita Lineman?
No, I really don't, because it's a chord progression. You know, you could do a play an instrumental with it. Yeah, I need you more than want you, and I want you for all time.
Most famous line in a song of all time.
Yeah. Jimmy, boy. He's the best songwriter. Wow.
Well, a little while back, we spoke with Jimmy Webb about Glenn Campbell. It was just before a tribute concert for Jimmy that he was turning into a fundraiser for Glenn Campbell's Alzheimer's organizations.
Well, when I was 14 years old, I got down on my knees beside the bed because I'd heard a Glenn Campbell record called Turn Around, Look at Me.
There is someone walking behind you. Turn around, look at me.
And I believe it was perhaps 4.5 or 5 years later that I was driving down the Santa Ana Freeway and heard Glenn Campbell singing By the Time I Get to Phoenix.
By the time I get to Phoenix, she'll be rising.
It was a magical meshing of talents. I had been writing Glenn Campbell songs in my mind. I was ready for Glenn Campbell.
You know, you mentioned that in the book, you mentioned it as well, you know, politically on different ends of a spectrum. He was not the guy were hanging out with. You're hanging out with Harry Nilsson, and oh, look, there's John Lennon on that Lost Weekend, which we're not going to go into that. But you're not hanging out with Glenn Campbell, but how would you describe, was it a friendship? How would you describe it?
Well, the first thing he ever said to me was, when are you going to get a haircut? And yet, I found out very quickly that there was hardly anyone who could stand on the same level as he could stand as a guitarist and could stand behind me, watch my hands moving on the piano, and just play along on the guitar, which is like a virtual impossibility. Mm. And partially because of the tension, I think, between us. Mm. Out of that came, I think, some of the nicest records of that period.
Galveston, oh Galveston, I still hear your sea winds blowing.
The main reason I'm doing the concert because he really taught me a lesson in bravery. He taught me a lesson in what it really means to be a man when he contracted that disease and the way he dealt with that.
Okay, now.
And I've grown up a lot since I met Glenn.
I still hear your sea waves crashing.
You know, most of us can say that as well. Jimmy Webb, I'm Glenn Campbell, here and now.
I clean my gun and dream of Galveston.